that right there? That's where the point you gotta get in your relationship with God. You gotta get the point where you want God as bad as you wanna breathe. You want Him more than you want anything else in this life. More than you wanna sin. More than you wanna fall short and fornicate and commit adultery and smoke weed and drink drinks and go to the club. You gotta get to the point where you're so on fire and you're sold out for God no matter what, that fire is just burning up inside of you and it's rising up higher and higher and it's consuming you and you feel it in your bones and you can't let the devil take it away. He's gonna try to come and he's gonna try to stomp it out with peer pressure and problems and tests and trials and giants and mountains, but you got that fire burning so strong and you're feeding that fire every day by praying and fasting and you won't let the devil put it out. You got to get to the point where that fire is so strong and you want the things of God so bad that nothing can stop you, nothing can hinder you, and you won't sell out. And when people get around you, they feel the heat. They might not think God is real, but they can't deny the heat. They can't deny the fire. They can't deny the flame that they see in you. You got to get to the point of God where you want Him so bad. You want the things of God so bad in your life. You want them as bad as you want to breathe. You want to preach as bad as you want to breathe. You want to be used as bad as you want to breathe. See, Marcus, why are you so fired up for God? Why are you so fired up? Because I was in the world. You got to get to the point where you realize the devil has nothing to offer you, nothing to offer to you at all. I went to the club. I slept with the women. I went out there and did my thing, and it left me empty, and it'll leave you empty. Nothing can fill you like the fire of God. Nothing can consume you like the passion of God. Nothing can complete you like the fire of God. See, God, when He formed you, He created you with purpose. He created you to be used, and the devil's gonna do anything he can to hinder you, to stop you, and try to destroy you. But you gotta get to the point where your mind is made up that no matter what is going on around me, no matter who's talking about me, I don't hear what they say. I don't care what's going on in the news. I'm sold out for Jesus Christ. I don't care what the rest of the world is tolerating. Nothing is gonna put out my fire. Nothing is gonna stop me. Nothing is gonna hinder me. I'm sold out for Jesus, and I am unashamed. You gotta get to the point where you just don't care what people think. You just gotta keep your mind on God. See, David, he was anointed to be king, but before he could ever become king, before he could ever fight the giant, he had to be out in the field meditating on God, getting stronger, building up the fire. And you need to build up your fire, and no matter what, you don't let the devil put out your fire. It is time for saints to be on fire for God. You need to want the things of God better than you want to breathe. Now be blessed in Jesus' name. These are the last days. Look at the news. Look at the news. Look at the evil. All these things. Ebola, wars, rumors of war. Men being lovers of themselves. God prophesied it years ago in His word. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. It is your job. This world is like a dark alley, and you're that light bulb. See, people might not think that God is real, but they're going to know there's something's different about you. I know that people know. When they look at me, they know how I used to be. They know how I used to get down. Why don't you do the things you used to do more? Marcus, why do you not do those things more? Because God changed me. He saved my soul. I should be dead. I remember when the roofs were flying all around, and I thought I was going to die. But God gave me a second chance, and He filled me with His fire. And there's no feeling like being filled with the fire of God. Nothing can compare to that. I promise you, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And don't let the devil steal what Jesus has for you, because nothing can compare. You got to get to the point where you want the things of God as bad as you want to breathe. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name.